The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Dynatrace. Explore career opportunities at Dynatrace, a leading software observability and security company where your passion thrives, innovation leads, and well-being matters. Visit careers.dynatrace.com. LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to Brown Table Talk. My name is DC Marshall. I'm the founder and CEO of Diverse and Engage, Wall Street alum, and a LinkedIn top voice. And I am here with my amazing, wonderful co-host, Mita. Hey there, Mita.
Hey, Dee. I'm Mita Malik. I'm a business leader, a diversity, equity, and inclusion champion, and most importantly, a mother. My superpower is storytelling.
And listen, everybody, if you've been here, which I'm guessing you have, but if you're new to the show, just know, Mita and I, we started Brown Table Talk as a place to spill the tea on the hard truths women of color face in their workplaces from my perspective as a Black woman and for Mita, her view as a South Asian woman. And at our table, we unpack it all. We won't leave any juicy detail out. Then we provide you with tips you need on not how to survive, but how to thrive wherever you are in organizations. So, okay, Mita, now why don't you tell our listeners, what are we talking about today?
All right, Dee, today I want to talk about a topic that we actually don't really say out loud and discuss. Dee, what do you do when no one else likes your boss? What do you do when no one else likes your boss? So let's get into it. You know, Dee and I always have a juicy story or two, and then we are going to spill the tea and then share some tips at the end.
Right. This is a reverse because we've had what to do when your boss doesn't like you, but when nobody else likes your boss. Wait, so if nobody likes your boss, but you like your boss, give us a story. Let's break this down. Let's hear a story.
So Dee, if our listeners have been following us, which I know they have, thank you to our Brown Table Talk community. One of the revelations I had during one of our recent episodes was that in my entire career of working in corporate America, I have only reported into one person of color, my entire career. That leader happened to be a woman of color. And so that was a big revelation for me. And I've been thinking about that a lot. And this was the woman. I liked her a lot. Dee, she was good to me. She was one of my first bosses. Good coach, good mentor, really liked her, spent time with me, all the things that you would want starting off in your career in a boss. And I'll never forget, she had me spend hours and hours and hours evaluating this potential product line extension in a category that I guess I found out later, no one else really cared about. I only worked with her for 6 months. And then over time, we're going to talk about this in another episode. I watched her be quietly fired, which I now recognize, I loved her and no one else seemed to really like her. And what I would say by no one else is really her leadership. But it's really interesting because I tied my fortune to this boss for the beginning of my career. And I did all the things that she asked me to do because she was really good. But at that time in my career, Dee, I've become a lot more savvy because I come from the school of DC Marshall. I wasn't good at reading the tea leaves. I wasn't politically savvy. I didn't understand that politics existed. I just thought I was there to keep my head down, do work. But it's a really interesting situation to be in because you like your boss. Your boss is good to you and you're doing good work, but no one else likes your boss.
Yeah.
And she was a woman of color. And that really sits heavy with me. It really sits heavy with me to this.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. In the last 100 years, we've seen financial markets swing, new currencies come and go, decades of savings lost in days, all showing that a retirement plan without a guarantee, quite simply, isn't enough. So more than a retirement plan, TIAA makes you a retirement promise. A promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. A promise that pays off. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we're changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. So come figure it out with me on the Hello Monday podcast. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives, like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or NYU professor Scott Galloway on choosing a career.
I think the worst advice you can give a kid is follow your passion.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday with me, Jesse Hempel, on the LinkedIn Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay.
Okay, so first, the fact that she was a woman of color and her leadership did not like mm-hmm. her. I mean, I suspect that it was the time when we weren't allowed to talk so freely about mm-hmm. our yep. lived experiences, the emotional tax that women of color, people of color pay in the workplace. We microaggressions, the language and the label didn't even exist in the workplace up until mm-hmm. a few years yes. ago. It was, but we didn't freely talk. We weren't given space to talk yes. about it. Corporations yes. weren't. And so corporations weren't really, you know, that mature in people and culture. In fact, think about it. People and culture, head of people and culture, those roles didn't exist. So there nope, was nobody nope, nope. advocating. HR was in charge. HR was yes. responsible for yeah. us. Diversity and inclusion did not. So the first, you know, flag, I think, and bit of trigger is her leadership didn't, because we mm-hmm. don't know why. In fact, I had a moment of like, oh my God, that's right. I had that woman who was my boss, who I love. She was a Black woman. I loved her. She got yes. fired. But let's come back to your story. Okay. So yeah. anyway, I think that's the first aspect is the fact that she was fired. Here's what I would say is, you know, first thought is you always want to be part of your work as a professional to mm-hmm. manage your relationship. And then to understand the dynamics of your boss, like, right? So that you would yeah. identify on a yes. scale of 1 to 5, yes. whose ear does she have, he or she, right?
Say that again.
Who's the
Say
network?
That
who's,
again.
Yeah, whose ear does he yes. or she have, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Whose network is he or she?
Yes.
He, she, they, them. Let's be honest. He, she, they, them. Who's their network? Yeah. Whose ear do they have? You know, are they in the inner circle? What's their value in terms of how yes. other people see their value? Mm-hmm. So I think that's the work that we do right now. If you're managing yeah. your career, you are managing your career and you're managing. This is managing up at another level. How are
it
you
is.
Managing?
Sure, talk about.
This yeah. is political savviness, right? It's business acumen to the next level. And then it's to never remain relationship skinny. That's an Angelique-ism.
Relationship skinny.
Meaning you skinny. Only have that one relationship. You need relationship. That's when matrix reporting.
Yeah. You have to untrain yourselves.
There
yes.
you go. There you go.
So many of us, I grew up thinking yeah. my boss, like, and also because as you know, my cultural upbringing, which I talk a lot about, I was told to really defer my entire life to people who had more authority than me. And so a boss, you just think is going to take care of you. But to your point, if that boss is not connected, if they can't take care of themselves, they can't take care of you.
That's right. Right? That's right.
They can't take care of their own career. But I want to go back to something you said for number one about the fact that her leadership didn't like her. You know what actually really hurts my heart? They didn't respect her. It's the like and the respect, because I think
yeah.
we often talk about, do you need to like the people you work with? Or do you just need to respect them? Or is it both? But it was the subtle things now. You know, when you go back in your career, you rewind those moments. I sort of remember big leadership team meetings, all hands, division. She would sort of be sitting in the corner while her peers would be sitting together at the table during lunch, people not really being friendly in the hallway to her. And so it was all the subtle ways in which they chose not to interact with her or just go the extra step that you would for a coworker.
Yeah.
So I start to think, wow, like I didn't pick up on those things then because I really liked her and she was good to me. Yeah. And so I was so focused, you know, head down in my cubicle doing the work. I didn't look up to see, wow.
Yeah.
She, not many people have her back here. Yeah. And if they don't have her back, they're not going to have my back.
That's right. That's right. And I think this is interesting, this story that you bring up, because it's about how do you respectfully manage that relationship with that boss, but also manage distance. It's a bit of an interesting thing, right? You respect. So I really respect that you you still held the space for her, that your relationship was good. But I will tell you this thing. This is, and this is more of me with my former executive coach hat on.
Sure.
You don't want that person to be your mentor. They don't need to elevate your game.
Tell me more.
They don't.
Tell us more.
Means is, let's just say you weren't a direct report, and you were a colleague within the company.
Ooh, yeah.
That's not your mentor. In fact, let me say this differently. Mentors and sponsors are not the people who are not liked. And that's why you have to carefully select and don't allow other people to volunteer to be your mentor. Like, oh, I'll make the call for you. Or, you know, I could talk to, or I can introduce you. That's what it'll sound like. Oh, I can introduce you. Well, hang on, you know, not just yet. I'll circle back, you know, let me give it some thought, I'll circle back. So that's when you really have to be mindful, because if that person owns the relationship, they own you, they own the relationship, and they advance your name, and then, but they put your name on the table, and the table is a team of eight. And so you're really there. They own you, they own the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I hope that makes sense.
That makes sense. Let me add some more tea to the story.
Oh gosh,
so,
what happened?
I only worked with her for, I don't know, handful of months. And in the time, probably 6 months, I really enjoyed working for her. And then there was a big restructuring. And big restructuring. And she was left with a very smaller portion of the portfolio that she was running. Yeah. And the only time I ever heard her say anything was we were getting coffee one morning, a group of us. It wasn't a big group. It was like 3 to 4. And this white man manager came over and she said to him, "Nice job taking my portfolio. Nice play there."
Oh my God.
And that's the only time I actually ever heard her speak up or say anything like that. Oh,
yeah.
But he had made a play for a majority of her portfolio. And that's when
I
was like,
of course.
Oh. Because she didn't have the political backing, right? She didn't have the mentors, sponsors. So they, and actually the sad part was she was really good at her job. Like she was good at her job.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And had more experience than him. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't have the cover. She didn't have the cover. She didn't have the cover. She didn't have the sponsor. You said it, sponsor, mentor, cover. And that's unfortunate. And the relationships, because that's a scenario I know our listeners will identify. If you are a woman of color and you're a genius at what you do, but you don't perhaps play the political game well, or you just, maybe that's not your skill set, right? Mm-hmm. That is a learned skill, particularly for, I think, women of color. And let me just speak Black women. And certainly I don't hold the voice for all of Black women, but I will say that we're not naturally wired in that way. We are wired to work hard. We've carried a lot. We are a strong and intelligent, demographic, right? As so many are, but we're known to step in and save and do. And so, but the political piece of having to put on, we don't put on well. We don't put on fronts and airs, and we're not going to engage if we don't feel it. And that's has been a struggle and a challenge for many, not all. So anyway, I think this is so unfortunate.
I would say that's, you know, similar but different. I would say, again, I don't speak for all South Asian women. Let me say that again. I don't speak for all South Asian women, but what you just said resonates with me in a different way, which is that when it comes to politics, I was always just taught, work hard, keep your head down, and you will be recognized. So the political piece isn't important because your work will speak for itself, but that's not how it works in corporate America. We know that, right? And so that took me so long to unlearn, untrain, and I know many people listening can relate to that. Okay, Dee, last piece of the story that I want your advice on. So one of the things she, Dee's like, when does the story end? When does the story end?
No, because you always have such juicy stories, like you're 100 years old in corporate. What happened? What else? Come on with us so we can get to these tips and get to the
soul. I'm an old soul, my friend. So the other part I mentioned at the beginning was she had me do this very large piece of work. And I'll never forget. It was to look at a potential product expansion, let's say line extension. And I'm thinking to myself, why is she having me do all this? I mean, I remember working nights and weekends on it. And I remember then going up to present to our then leadership team. And I think I presented for 5 or 6 minutes and they were just like, we don't have the funding to do this. Like, I'm not sure why you're presenting it. And I was like, oh, shoot. I'm like, oh, this is like one of my first jobs out of grad school. So I just did what my boss told me. And let me tell you again, it was a smart business initiative. Like if you were looking to see, and I won't name the specifics, but where growth was coming and where a potential line extension can be and et cetera, it was actually grounded again because she was good. That's the thing I want.
Yeah, but here's what I'm hearing differently. Okay.
Yes. But here's what I'm hearing differently. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Because here's what I'm hearing differently. Yeah. She was genius, but that didn't align with the business. But here's the other part. I know everybody lean in. BTT community, lean in.
I'm leaning in too. I'm going to lean in so far in.
I forgot what I was going to say. Wait a minute. Okay. wait.
You said, so she was genius, she was good at her job, but she hadn't present something to the leadership team that they weren't bought into, clearly.
Oh, it didn't align with the business. It didn't align with the business. You could be genius. You could be genius. See, you know what I get from her? It was too much head down. She was genius and intelligent at what she did, but it needs to connect to the larger, the greater picture. And I will say that some of the stereotyping that happens that connects with this is sometimes women in general, sometimes women of color in general, right? Sometimes black and or brown, depending on where you are, depending on how long and how mature in business, we're genius at what we do. Because you know what? Let me add a bit here. I was that person. How about that? Where I might be smart and I know, right? Let's just be real.
Yeah.
I know what I know, but it took me a minute to figure out and understand the business landscape, the context, how to sell the genius in terms of how does it align with the business? It's about business. We're in business to make money. Okay. And so even with your genius, that could be your unique brilliance. But if it doesn't connect to the business, she just gave room that she's on the chopping block. She really, that's what happened. She was restructured. And also because now whomever her manager lead was, they now had receipts because now she done pushed you up front to make a presentation. Because let's just say she reports to me. Now you have presented in front of all of my colleagues.
Yes.
To see that I was trying to save her and you, right? Your team needs a little bit of work. Sidebar.
That's being kind.
Yes. Yeah. But you know what? And see, this is a respectful way of how black woman shows up and then how we have to posture for corporate. We can't say it. your team is, you know,
not cutting it.
We need to revisit. Not cutting it. They're not there.
They're not there. They're not cutting it. Why are we paying for them to be here? Right. Those are the conversations that happen behind closed doors.
Conversations that happen. That's it. That's exactly it.
Let me add one more thing. And then Dee's like, all right, we're ending this conversation. One more thing. What do you think if that white man had presented that? And I did end
he
up.
Over, Fred,
I did end up.
You even ask that question.
I know. Listen, no. I'm asking for our allies, Dee.
Let's bring our allies in.
Our WBs listening. WGs.
Go ahead. Ask our allies and have them respond on LinkedIn. Go.
No. Listen to the story again that Dee and I just shared. Do you think it would have been the same outcome for the white man if he had done the same thing and if I was reporting into a white man who had me present a smart business case, but that leadership wasn't aligned to? Would the story have ended for him the same way? Dee, what say you? You were already saying
that. And I love that you get us back on track and you ask our listeners and our community. And I love that we have allies here because we like to hear back from you. It helps in the same way that if we were all together in corporate working for one institution, it'd be helpful for us to be able to go to an ally, an advocate, or a champion and say, hey, here's my experience. And how do you see this? How would this play out differently? Or what do you see here and what's really happening? So no, this is very helpful.
But listen, you know what? Friend, what you just said. What you just said.
What'd I say?
The white man may have likely received a pass. You had two women of color presenting. Likely. She's like, likely. No.
Likely.
Two women of color presenting.
That's how we had this podcast. Yeah. They are getting a pass. I mean, come on now.
But we didn't get a pass. There's no room for error.
Yeah. And you know what? They wouldn't even say, you know what? And let me come back to CEO diverse and engage in the work that we do. It's not even as much that they would see it as a pass. And correct me if I'm wrong, allies listening and advocates listening and champions. It's not that they would see it as a pass. It is normalized behavior. It is bias, right? That's the automatic processing. It's in group. It's just a way of behavior that is natural. I'm not saying it's right, but it's natural. It's biased and blind spots, right? It's just if you were white cis male, they wouldn't see it as you get a pass. It's their natural way of behavior. It is a default, right?
You know what it would have been? The feedback would have been like, wasn't aligned, but he's a risk taker. He thinks big picture.
He'd be promoted. He would have been promoted.
Promoted, right? Because we're not a risk taker.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And promoted up while we are not allowed to not get it. We're not allowed to be below standard or below the bar.
I think culturally, there's very little room for errors,
but there is the greater room for errors. So for allies, this is what we call it, either bias and or blind spots. It may not be intentional, but it would have very naturally, it wouldn't even have been a thought, right? We've shared on other shows, it's seeing through a multicultural lens or seeing through a multidimensional lens. You put on these lenses, you see women and or women of color. They're presenting, they don't get it, and so they don't qualify. This is why we shouldn't have, you know, I can go to extremes here. Should we have them on the team versus if it was the in-group, right? The majority group, just very automatic behavior response. And so, let's go to
My story's ending, Dee. It's done.
Oh, okay. We got more?
No, Dee. Here we go. The story has come to a close. Okay. We're going to go to tips now. Okay, Dee, yes, this story did come to an end, this juicy, long story, and we're going to head to the tips now. So, Dee, go ahead with one and two.
Number one, do not be relationship skinny. In other words, you do not tie your fortune to one person, to your boss. So that's number one. And then number two, build your matrix relationships. You can call it a Fortune 50, a Fortune 25, but build your matrix relationships. You need to expand right where you are in terms of who you know and who knows you. Mita, take us to number three.
Number 3D, this is advice to my younger self. Look up, look up. Don't keep your head down. Work smart, but look up to understand what's happening around you. Who is your boss connected to? Is there air cover? And what are the business strategic priorities? What is leadership driving towards? Just as Dee said, be aware of your political surroundings. And with that, Dee, we're coming to an end. Thank you so much, Roundtable Talk community. We love this conversation. These episodes go by real quick. If you enjoyed our conversation, please share it with someone in your community who needs to hear this today. And we will see you next time.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.browntabletalkpodcast.com.